Welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten and I'll be facilitating this call today. We do these meditations every first Friday of the month, and we started them actually in June of 2014. So this is the end of 8 years now, and we're just embarking on our 9th year of doing this, and it's just, it's so heartening to me to have all of you here continuing with this just beautiful project that we've had. And I'm excited to have an old friend here today, Muriel Lindsay, who's going to lead the meditation. Many of you will recognize Muriel's voice because she is on these calls almost every first Friday of the month. And I first met Muriel when we were both presenters at the Cetacean Summit in California, which must be at least 10 years ago now, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is 10 years because it was before I started this meditation group. And anyway, Muriel, she's been living on Tybee Island, which is off the coast of Georgia near Savannah. And she's been there for 24 years working with dolphins. And before that, she was a healer and a therapist. And she's also a brilliant astrologer. Muriel's written, she's the author of 4 books that have been published. The Dolphin Letters, The Chronicles of the Savannah River Dolphins, Dancers Over the Chasm, Talking to Hurricanes, and she's got a couple more that are in the works that we hope come out soon. But I also want to let you know that Muriel's been working actively with water consciousness since she moved to the island. And she lives on the water where the river meets the sea. And in the spring and the summer and the fall, she's out there every day kayaking with her dolphin friends. And I was fortunate enough a couple years ago to visit her and to get to go out and meet some of her friends. And it's just absolutely spectacular spot. But besides kayaking with the dolphins, she also is swimming daily. And she's even been swimming in the winter in that freezing cold water. So she is deeply immersed in the water world and learning a lot from the water as well as the dolphins. And you can find out more about her at muriellindsay.com. So Muriel, do you have anything else new that's going on you want to tell us about before we start with the meditation?
Well, primarily this is the time of year that the dolphins, who take a sabbatical usually in November of each year, and then they stay gone until May. And then they come back into the river and are here for 6 more months. So every year when they leave, I go into a state of accepting but missing them so much. So I just notice every year when they come back how they transform me. I feel like a very different person by having steady connection with them on a mostly daily basis. And my gratitude for that is endless. And, you know, there's a way in which I just ask myself, how did I get so fortunate to be doing this, have this opportunity? And then I remember that I had wanted to do this for 40 years before it happened. And so my message to anybody that has a dream to have a certain kind of lifestyle or life experience, never, never give up. It's never too late. In fact, the way in which it finally came about was just nothing short of pure magic and out of nowhere, not at a point in time where I even thought it was possible. So That's my message to everybody, that if there's something in the middle of your heart that's important to you, then just love it into manifestation and don't worry about when that is. It will happen in right time. So,
right. And don't worry about the house, right?
Oh, definitely don't worry about the house. That's almost the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, great. Well, Muriel, we're all ready to have you take us on a journey to do some water healing today.
Well, then that's what we shall begin doing. And what we're going to be doing is I'll give you a little heads up here about what's getting ready to happen. I'm going to take you into an imaginary underwater theater to hear a message from the element water itself. So we're going to begin with the traditional closing of your eyes and slowing your breath and settling in and getting very comfortable and quiet. And as you feel like all of your body systems are actually slowing down, then I invite you, in the power of your imagination, to prepare to walk into the sea. So what we're going to be doing here, I want everybody here on this call to be standing side by side by side with each other. And we're on a shore, and we're next to the sea, and we're all going to be walking into the sea together. So now that your eyes are closed and you have begun the process of entering into that imaginal realm that can be so very vivid, the first thing you will notice as you step into the water is that the slope is very steep. So you're going to actually be entering the water pretty fast. You're not going to be swimming. You're going to be walking. So down you go. You're now up to mid-calf. If you want to, you can, with your inner eyes, turn and look at each other, accepting that you're on a shared adventure. And you proceed down this slope. You're now up to your waist. And you can hear seagulls squawking. And the sound of the water itself as it jostles against your skin. But you continue submerging. And the sound of the water actually gets louder the closer you are to submerging your head. And that's the last thing you hear. And now all of you have your head under the water. And you notice something very interesting, and that is that you have no problem breathing underwater. You don't even give it a second thought. It is a non-issue. And the other thing you notice is that you can see perfectly clearly underwater. That is another non-issue. As you look around, you make eye contact with those on either side of you. And you smile at each other. And you feel a little bit giddy about this experience you're getting ready to have. You are now down to, I would say, about 20 feet, and you see arranged in front of you on the bottom of the ocean chairs, and they are facing forward. And these are chairs for all of you to sit in, but scattered among the chairs are interesting objects. For example, there's some very large conch shells that if you so choose, you can curl up in and sit in them instead of in a chair. So everybody is settling in, finding their seat. And as you look around, you notice that you're being joined by ocean creatures of all different kinds. Here comes an octopus, and it swims by, and it finds a piece of coral, and it curls up around the coral. And then the octopus begins to change colors, seemingly at random. And you even have the thought that it appears he's doing this just to entertain himself. About this time, some colorful fish swim by, and they're doing that thing that fish do of their swimming as one. And they're all a twitter with excitement, and they're doing this beautiful dance of synchrony, but then they too begin to settle in, and then instead of swimming, they're just more or less hovering. Now you see in front of you a parade of snapping shrimp, and they seem to be doing an intriguing kind of flamenco dance. But all of a sudden, they're aware of everyone watching them, and they get a bit self-conscious. And so then they stop their dance, and they too begin to settle in. And about this time, no surprise, here comes you-know-who, the dolphins. They're coming to stir it up, and they start swimming big circles around everybody in the group. And they're swooping up and down, but then they too get to a place of settling in, at least as much as dolphins are capable of settling in. Now what all of you are aware of is of a shadow overhead. And you all look up simultaneously, and you see swimming over you a large whale shark. And it looks like a low-flying mothership from another galaxy. It's just so big and yet so benevolent. And then that being also slows to a stop and floats there, emanating benevolence. This incredible kindness and goodness is coming from this giant creature. Next, manta rays make their appearance, and they swoop across, and truly they look more like they're flying than swimming. But they too seem to get with the program, and they know that they need to settle in, and so they just begin doing something that looks like treading water. And their wings are slowly going up and down and holding them in place. And lastly, here come the gentle ones, the sea turtles. And they are very languidly swimming in, and they too slow to a stop. And what everybody is getting from them is their peace, this enormous peace. So up front is a spotlight that at first is dim, but begins to get brighter. And as it does so, the surroundings where everybody is in attendance is getting darker. Everyone settles down and gets very quiet and still in preparation for the lecture to begin. There is a sense of being in a black void, but it's a void that's filled with love and peace. Individuals begin noticing certain things, such as the burden of being a separate ego feels somehow lifted. And then there's this huge relief some others are feeling at having nothing that needs defending. And many of you are feeling the joy that you have so much in common with any and all parts of life. And all the voices of inner self-criticism are silenced. And there's no comparing self to other. There's no fear of blowing it or missing important opportunities. All that exists here is just peace and the sense of connectedness. And then, in the area of the now very bright spotlight, the communication begins. And the speaker is none other than the element of water. I am water, and I wish to talk to all of you on this call in a very personal way. During the meditation by Joe Baby in May last month, a viewpoint that I consider very significant was shared. That viewpoint is the awareness of what I, water, bring to humanity in the way of loving benefit, and how that is a reciprocal thing in that you, humanity, give so much to me as well. The name of this group of which you all are a member has to do with the healing of water, but also what is included very much so in this group has to do with the way in which water is the healer and you are the recipient. My theme for today is reciprocity. So in the spirit of that wonderful concept, here is what I'm asking of those of you in attendance. First of all, you are sitting here through the power and agency of your imagination, one of the greatest gifts humans have in their arsenal of abilities. You are breathing underwater with no difficulty. You are seeing underwater with no difficulty. You are in the company of an array of sea creatures as different from you as night and day, and yet you feel connected and able to communicate. These are remarkable things, yet in this moment are completely acceptable to you as truth. And here you are able to fully participate in gifts from the imaginal realm. We're going to play a game of reciprocity. I will begin by sharing with you a way in which I, water, offer you humans gifts that come from my love and respect and my desire to support your journey in consciousness. Then I will offer you, each of you, a minute or two to bring to mind what have you given me back or what would you like to give me back in that same spirit of love and support and honoring. I will share the sound of bubbles in water while you come up with your examples. Once the bubbles stop, then I will chime back in with an example of another gift I offer to you humans. And then you will have more minutes of bubble sounds to remember more gifts from you to me. We will be doing this exchange 10 times. I ask you who are willing to remember what your gifts to me are to share with others on the call at the end, after we have come out of this marvelous imaginal realm. There is no limit as to what a gift from you to me consists of. It can be a gift of thought, or of action, or of something said to another, or a prayer offered heartfully. It can be a gift of joy you have found relating to water. Feeling joy is one of the highest vibrational offerings that can be made as a human. So now I will start out by expressing one of my gifts to humans. By the way, these will not necessarily be in the order of importance. The first gift I will mention that I give to you is the gift of cool comfort on hot skin. Diving into me after becoming overheated and exhausted can be one of the most deeply appreciated of experiences. Most everybody can relate to it. There is one special case of this gift I will mention in which a human has been born with a skin condition called ichthyosis, in which the skin cannot contain enough moisture to fully develop before it starts to slough off. For these people, the only time the skin feels normal and happy is when in the water. Your fellow participant, Muriel Lindsay, is one of those people. She was born with that condition. Dolphins also need water for their skin to be normal and comfortable, even though they are air breathers and can live out of water for short periods of time. So now I'm going to introduce you to the bubbles, and you can be recalling or creating your gift to me. My second sharing of my gift to you is about the amniotic fluid that fills the womb to develop in before you are born. This water in the womb loves and protects you. It is the right temperature. It cushions you. It becomes a sound chamber for you to feel connected to your mother as you hear her heartbeat. This water is also a timekeeper. When it is no longer safe to stay in the womb, the water sac breaks open to launch you on your journey down the birth canal into a very different world. And know this, that the whole time you are in utero, the water in the womb is in complete communication with all the water in all of the cells of both your body and the mother's body. From a consciousness standpoint, water is the one who initiates you into earth life, where you experience boundaries and a sense of separation for the first time. The challenges and opportunities of life in a body can now begin, thanks to water. And here are your bubbles. Here is a third example of my gift to humans, and this is a strange one. You have seen accounts of how fast floodwaters can sweep people away. Many do not survive these experiences, but some do, and live to report their state of mind while they were being swept away. Some humans are able to use the drastic experience of such, as I have just mentioned, to practice faith and surrender. Instead of being overcome by terror, they choose to be powerfully in the present moment. The choice they make, such as grabbing a tree as they are being washed away, do not seem to be coming from their mind, but rather from a place of intense presence and surrendering to something much higher than just their personality. They go on to survive and are transformed by their ability to experience such clarity in the middle of chaos. It is I, as the rushing waters, that gave them the transformational experience. Such experiences are in essence a form of initiation, which is always a gift, but is never easy. And now, here are your bubbles. My fourth gift to you is one of imbuing you with a sense of awe and wonder. When you stand in front of a giant waterfall and are close enough to feel the spray and hear the thundering sound and feel the vibrations deep in yourself, you are being given the gift of respecting the power of the element water. The proximity to this power awakens you deeply and completely. You have a chance here to feel humbled but not diminished as you rejoice in the majesty this form, the element water, can take. A kind of blending of consciousness of you and the waterfall occurs that reminds you of your home on the other side of the veil. It is a form of heaven on earth. This also becomes a way of stopping linear time and dropping boundaries. And this, I would suggest, is where all the good stuff happens. And here are your bubbles. My fifth gift to you is the gift of drinking fresh, pure water. For many on this planet, accessing good water to drink is a challenge and a life-threatening issue. When you drink water, what you are thinking and feeling is giving you a certain frequency. I, water, take that frequency in and I amplify it. An example would be feeling grateful for the pure pleasure and privilege of drinking pure water at the time that you are taking it in. I, water, encourage you to be present and conscious while you drink. I am an elixir. I can use feelings such as gratitude and turn it into a mighty force for good. Your health will benefit. Your love will grow and expand out to a world that desperately needs it. You're sending caring thoughts to those who thirst, whether for water or for truth, will strangely be able to assist your brothers and sisters without even knowing who they are or where they are. Your state of presence while ingesting pure water can become a form of prayer. I, water, anoint you as an agent of manifestation when you do these things. And here are your bubbles. Thank you. My sixth gift to you is for the surfers among you, especially the big wave surfers. Those who have the audacity to ride waves of great power are individuals who, on a soul level, want to seek out life experiences of joining the power of the material realm with the power of spirit. You could say they were born for such things. Others who are not cast out of a similar mold can judge them as being foolhardy or adrenaline junkies. But in truth, the power of water is something they are wanting to merge with from a state of love and joy and great skill. Their consciousness becomes so expanded by these experiences. Time stops when they are in the curl of a big wave and seeing the light coming from the end of the water tunnel. Their love for me, the element water, is fully and gratefully received by me. Because I, water, go into so many different states and I travel the globe, in essence, their love is traveling the globe as well. It is not a personal love. It is a condition of love of which I speak. People do die from such endeavors. That is allowed because all in a life experience are learning by trial and error. Humans have free will, so can get in over their heads, so to speak. But when a human aspires for something great that requires great heart and skill, and then they succeed, the entire world benefits. Master surfers are doing far more than just getting thrills. They are collaborating with me, water, on a high level. And here are your bubbles. My seventh gift to you are tears. Life in a body is both comedy and tragedy. The demands of being in Earth school are big. When tragedy strikes, and it does, our demands of being are short of that. When the forms of sorrow appear, that is when the tears flow. When comedy saves the day and brings you back into balance and blessing, out come the tears, this time with the laughter. These tears are in service to new beginnings. To live a long, full life, you need as many new beginnings as possible. You humans are here to learn as you go. Lots of trial and error. I, water, am here to help you, give you clean slates. I help to wash away the heart wounds and soften the hardness that comes around your heart if tears were not available. When you laugh so hard that tears roll down your face, that is me, water, letting you know that you are undergoing a full body rebalancing. The hard work of grieving involves a shedding of enough tears. Different people have different amounts of tears they need to shed, so you cannot compare one person's grieving with another. It takes what it takes. Tears are trustworthy and wise. They will eventually get you to the other side of misery and allow you to go on and live a full life. But the tears must have their way with you. And one last thing about tears. crying with others facilitates the grieving process, and it gets you to that new dawn faster. Crying alone, quite simply, takes longer. And here are your bubbles. My eighth gift to you is blessed rain. It is blessed when needed for the crops to grow and plants and animals and humans to flourish. Indigenous people doing rain dances are able to collaborate with me as the element of water that I am, for they of all civilizations understand the interconnection of all that is. They are in relationship with the element water in a very real and personal way. So when they dance, I, water, am able to respond. So what of times when rain is damaging and no longer seems to be a blessing because it goes on for too long and it causes flooding and death and destruction? Where is the gift in that, you may ask? This gift is a strange one, but does qualify as a gift. The extremes of rain is me, water, telling you loud and clear things are out of balance. I do this not to punish, but to reach out, to announce, to advertise, and to demonstrate. There is another gift from too much rain. When the rain finally subsides and the blue skies return, joy is felt. I, water, give you the gift of appreciation born out of contrast. And lastly, too much rain is an attempt to teach humans to get better at forming a relationship with weather. That is something of an advanced teaching, but I thought to mention it. Weather is consciousness and can be communicated with. The time will come when humanity at large can use consciousness to commune with any and all of creation. A small percentage are already at that stage of evolution. Those of you ready to practice that state of union with weather, may I suggest this is an excellent time to do that. And here are your bubbles. My ninth gift to you is blood, which is 90% water. Blood, of course, is necessary for life in a body, but the gift part goes beyond just that. Your blood connects you with your ancestral lineage. As you humans are going through your evolutionary shifts, your ancestral influences are needing to be worked with and taken into account. For example, a case can be made for blood-related health issues being connected with healing and balancing our ancestral patterns and residue. Think of the issue of blood that is too thick and sticky, which creates clots. And then think of the times in history when the ancestors were strongly aligned with the passions of war and seeing others as a threat. The blood ran thick and hot with the desire to survive by keeping separation real. That orientation continues to this day, though perhaps somewhat diluted. Those of you on this call who revere water are among those who are done with war as a means of denying unity. I, as water, aspire for the right viscosity in the blood so that passion remains, but the consciousness shift to feeling that all are connected can begin in earnest to gain some ground. I become a medium that can assist passion into becoming compassion by buying you time to learn these things. Think of how often you see people in the hospital receiving drips to help stabilize them. That is water at work, being a medium for keeping them in their body, some of those who are even on the edge of death. More time in a body equals more time to do one's part in evolving the whole. I, water, recommend that all who are aligned with doing ancestral clearing consider water as an ally in this endeavor. I can help, and I ask you to think of ways that is so. And here are your bubbles. Gift for me is the opportunity to develop discernment and take personal responsibility for your choices. I, water, love you. I am your friend. And in dealing with me, you must learn the rules of the road, so to speak. You learn such things such as that scalding hot water can burn your flesh. You learn that drinking unsafe water can poison you or make you very sick. You learn that water absorbs the vibrations of what is around you, so you develop sensitivity in the form of inner knowing of when not to be willing to ingest lower vibratory energies. This path of learning will evolve you very quickly, for I, water, am an amplifier. Whatever you do with me increases. You also can learn a great deal from me about how the water in you absorbs energies around you, and you can become very proactive in developing your means of first detecting and then transmuting energies that are swimming in you atmospherically. Speaking of swimming, when you swim in me, you are actually showing yourself a higher truth. That truth is, when you are underwater and are comfortable being so, that is the taste of the higher realms. Your heart rate automatically slows down. Why? Because you are feeling surrounded by love, and you're taking it in. You're absorbing it like a sponge. Some would say you are returning to the womb, and that is not a bad analogy. You are returning to a state of love without condition. You who love me wish to be agents of change so that more might have the experience of safety and acceptance. Loving to swim helps you in that aspiration. It helps me as well, for I love nothing more than to have your love for me be unrestrained in the way it is when you and I join in a state of union. And here are your last set of bubbles. So this is pretty much what I wanted to share with you today, and I want to thank you for joining me in this beautiful Under the Sea event held in the Imaginal World. You're now going to begin your journey out of your seats and working your way back up to shore and saying your goodbyes to the sea creatures and each other. Muriel will come in, and she will be counting you down as you proceed back up to shore. And so I begin with the number 10, and you're now getting out of your seat. You're feeling a bit of reluctance, but you can always come back here, and you know that. There are hugs being shared and eye contact being made, and then around you turn, and you begin going up that slope that you initially came down. 9. You can feel that you're climbing pretty fast at this point. 10. There seems to be more light overhead as you're getting closer to the surface of the water. 8. Your eyes are still closed. You're still using your inner eyes. 7. Now you feel actually your head above the water, and you can hear the seagulls squawking once again. 6. Now you're up to your waist. Your inner eyes are still open, and your outer eyes are still closed, but you feel the breeze on your skin and have a sense of loving being in the air as well as being in the water. 5. Now you're up to your calves, and you can feel water dripping all over you. It's a very physical sensation. And 4, now you're standing on the shore, and you just have this impulse to, like a dog, just shake off the water. So you shake your arms and your hands, and you even pick one foot up at a time and shake it. You feel all those drops of water just flying through the air. 3. You feel very quiet and peaceful. 2. You're aware of your senses letting you know this is a very different realm than the one that you were just in. 1. Now you're finally ready to open your eyes and turn your head to the left and see your fellow participants. And turn your head to the right and see other fellow participants. And It is the pleasure of the water and of me, Muriel, that you joined on this journey. It is far more meaningful than you know of. And so it is.
Thank you, Muriel. That was beautiful. It was a whole different way of connecting with water today. Yeah. A lot of things that came up for me of my gifts to water as well as water's gifts to me. Thank you. That was
share, cool. Share, share.
Share, share, share. Well, I'll tell you, the first thing that came up for me was song. Sharing a gift of song to the water. I like to do that sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But I would love to hear what some other people have to say. So if someone has something they'd like to share, one of their gifts to water, *6 to unmute yourself and tell us your name.
Hello.
My name is
Lori Rianne, and hi, Muriel.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
I love the bubbles. I thought that was really fun. And the sea creatures, and it was really lovely. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And hi, this is Karen from San Francisco. Thank you so much for this. This was so vivid, so alive, and so beautiful. And I, too, do music underwater. I sing with the dolphins. And I've been experimenting for years, but I can't go now to Kona, which is where I usually go. So I've been dreaming about going. I live in San Francisco, so off Ocean Beach, which is not really the best place to go swimming. But at the beginning, when you said whatever you've been dreaming of, so I've been dreaming of doing it off Ocean Beach for years, so I'm going to get my 4-3 wetsuit and go sing with the dolphins.
Oh.
Thank you.
I raised my glass. That's wonderful.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Is there somebody else that would like to share something?
Hi, this is
Hello,
Christine.
This is Laura. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. This is Laura. I'm in Port Angeles area, Washington, and that meditation was so special. And there were so many gifts of exchange. There's no way for me to really remember it all, but I wondered then if you might write down for us these 10 gifts so that we can remember. It was just so much happened in that other state that I'm not going to maybe remember all of this, but it was so poignant. I would really appreciate that if you would give that some thought. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. We'll figure it out. Maybe it could be somehow I could get it to Mary and she could put it somewhere.
maybe there's, I'll find a place on the website to put it.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, Mary.
Yeah, David.
Well, first of all, they don't know that they can get the recording. So the first thing. That's the first thing is that, yes, there will be a recording. So, and I for sure am going to be listening to this one again.
Yes.
And so people can write it down. But it's not a bad idea to list those things, and then you can just put it with the recording on that page.
Can you? You'll have to help me with that.
you can ask your tech support guy to help you with that.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, these are all recorded, and they are posted on the website globalwaterhealing.org. And all the past meditations are on there. I will have this up, by the end of the weekend, so you can go back there, and David will help me figure out how to to post the 10 gifts there. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank
David.
You.
Sure.
Hi, anybody this is
else?
Christy.
Hi, Christy.
And it was just a beautiful meditation. And the connection, it just makes me realize how connected we all are. And I just had so much love and appreciation and respect and because I've always gotten so much healing from water. It was such a gift to me as a child growing up on the Gulf of Mexico. And with a difficult childhood, I received healing from Mother Ocean. And it just brought all of that back. And now I have this gratitude and respect for water and bless my water. I actually collect water from sacred sites all over the place. And I have it on my altar. And I do meditations to bring energy to bless the waters, and it's a beautiful exchange. And one thing that really struck me was the help of healing ancestral patterns. That really touched me in a deep way, and I'm not exactly sure how, but it's like you said, it's just such a powerful healing that the meditation is more than you know. So I appreciate your gift of your time today, and thank you.
Well, thank you for the reciprocity that you're practicing, the giving and the receiving in equal measure. That's so beautiful. By any chance, did you hear last month's meditation by Joe Baby?
I didn't, but my ears perked up when you mentioned that at the beginning of the meditation, so I'll have to go back and listen.
Yes, I feel almost like this meditation was piggybacked on what he shared last time.
Yes, yes. Well, beautiful. And, yeah, I know Tybee Island well, so I'll
oh, you do.
Love your dolphins.
Oh, wow.
I do. I have a brother that lives here, so.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Mary. This is Stuart in the UK. And Walter as well. Thank you, Mary and Walter. Fantastic meditation there. And I love the theme of reciprocity, and what came to me is I was actually late on this call because I was doing a podcast episode for a brand new venture for me that's come to me. It's called Water Matters Podcast, where we discuss water matters but also bring the importance of water to light. And so that was the first element of reciprocity that came to me, and that's one of my ways of giving back to water. But on a more, if you like, a more mundane level, I love to swim, and the joy of that, hearing from water that that's part of the reciprocity, that joy is that higher vibration, was a beautiful reminder, because when I'm swimming, it's just connection, it's meditation, it's exercise, it's everything, but it's more than anything, it's being in the water and being connected to water. So it was a joy to realize that that was also a gift back to water, to express it in that way.
Yes, that's true.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Well, is there one last person who'd like to share before we close it off?
Hey, Muriel, it's David.
Hey, David.
Muriel, this was superb. Thank you so much. And I have to tell you that I'm leading the meditation in August.
Yeah.
And after listening to yours, I'm feeling like I'm going to have to up my game for that one.
Well, that's what Joe Baby did to me.
Yep. Between the two of you, I honestly most of the times when I've led them, I'm channeling them or I'm just letting what's coming through in the moment. But now I'm feeling like, no, I'm going to have to sit down and do some writing and really do some creative.
Oh, David's going to have to put in effort.
What's happening to us?
I know. But really beautiful. Really beautiful mural. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's making me even more impatient for your next book.
Yeah, just nip at my heels. I need that because I get so into just enjoying life in the moment, and it's harder than it's ever been to get behind myself and crack a whip, like, come on, let's get this thing out there. And I have, it's not inertia, it's just that I am so in love with being in the moment.
You'd just rather be in the water, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
You're in the place most of us are trying to get to, Muriel.
But just know that many of us out here are eagerly awaiting the next.
Well, thank you. Like I said, nip at my heels. That seems to have an effect when people do that. And I hate to put it on you, but it helps.
Great.
Good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you, everyone, for being here today and for participating. And I will get the recording up on the website, and we'll figure out a way to get that list of 10 gifts. And I'd like to also let you know that next month on July 1st, Madeline Walker from England should be leading the meditation. And then we've got David in August and Takara in September. So we've got a good lineup of people coming up. So before we sign off, what I'm going to do is unmute everyone so we can all say goodbye at once to each other. And everyone have a wonderful month, and we'll see you back here on July 1st.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary, Muriel.
Thank you.
And all the sea monkeys present.
Thank you for the gift and blessing today.
Thank you. Drink water.
Yeah. Beautiful. Everybody go drink some water.
Or better yet, get in it.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. It was wonderful.
Thank you.
Love to
you all.
Love to everyone. Love to the water.
Leave me alone.